It's my podcast time again. Well, I'm so excited today because today is going to be a lot of fun stuff going on. So here my friend Joey with me, the producer.
Yes, hello there. It's going to be a good one today. I always love your intros.
I was like,
where are we again? What am I supposed to say? Yeah, it's good to be back here in the belly of Seoul doing this recording. One of my favorite things about this studio is their amount of cups they have. I always try to choose a different cup each time.
Oh.
This week, I got this gorgeous one from Croatia.
Croatia.
Yeah, so if there's any listeners out there from Croatia.
Croatia, you know the guy that I like from Croatia?
Who is it?
He is, I just forgot his name.
Is he
Shark Tank. He's in Shark Tank. Robert.
Robert.
Yes,
he's Shark Tank is a TV show.
Yeah, it's a TV show. I love Shark Tank, by the way. And then he's a really nice guy from Croatia. It's like, oh my gosh, he's so inspirational.
So if you're listening there, Robert from Croatia.
Robert, I want to meet you.
Vince thinks you're lovely. Anyway, this cup is great. So yeah, just thought I'd tell you about the lovely cups here. And so like you said in the intro, today is going to be a little bit different. We've had a few episodes and we're getting a lot of...
Robert Hardjebeck.
There you go.
Yes.
He'll be very happy. We've had a lot of questions through Instagram, your website, Facebook, everywhere. So we thought we would just take an episode to take some time and answer some of these questions.
Right.
I haven't let you know what ones I've chosen, so it might be a bit of a surprise, but hopefully you'll be able to manage.
Yeah, I will just be honest 100% and say whatever I think.
Exactly, sounds great. And if you don't want to answer them, just press pause and we'll pretend they never happened.
Yeah, and also, this is a question, so if you're listening and if you think that there's a better idea or if you have different ideas, definitely leave a comment below because I don't think my way is the right way. I just have a different point of view. And if you can see in different view and if you can help these questions better, and definitely I think we want to hear. It's not about we are fighting or we just disagree to the disagree and also share, not really criticize other people's thinking, but it's more sharing the idea for a better world.
Yeah, exactly. That's a very good disclaimer at the start. I am not a psychiatrist. All right, so first question is from a fella called Toffee James. Toffee James. He is looking for workout advice for people who don't use traditional indoor gyms. He says, in Korea, there are a lot of nice parks and outdoor areas for working out. Could you give some advice for people who want to keep or build muscle tone without using a traditional indoor gym?
Sure. So definitely, but then if you want to build like muscle, like if you do the body weight training, the body tone muscle will be a little bit different. So I would say if you're doing a lot of like body weight training, you will look more like close to more like MMA fighters. They're more body weight training. And like Bruce Lee, for example, he's like 100%.
Legend.
So the legend, yes. So you might not just getting like massive legs, but I don't think that's what really want to do it. So definitely you can do it with your body weight. The best workouts that I like to do is for upper body is definitely push-ups. And for the shoulder, more inverted push-ups where you can actually lean against the wall and then you can do push-up, overhead push-ups, right? So that's a way that you can actually working on your upper body, pretty hardcore. And the lower body, it's more, you can do squats and lunges, and sprinting is a great way to build your bottom. So sprinting, especially the incline, like the heel,
is
really great. Anything else? I'm trying to think about any body weight training is really related to your core strength. So I love to doing like pull-ups is a great way to do it. It's not really core, but pull-ups are a great way to strengthen your upper body as well.
Right. A lot of these parks in Korea, they have those bars, like gymnastic
bars,
pull-up bars.
Yeah.
Would you recommend using those?
I don't know about other country, but yeah, in Korea, the outdoor gym is pretty nicely set up. So they have some kind of dips bar.
Yeah,
you can
bars,
see that. Yeah, so you can do dips, pull-ups, many different kinds. But even though you don't have that, I still can use those stairs or like as a step box. You know, you can do jump squat.
Jump squat
on the step box. So you can use those without going to the gym.
So just a simple set of stairs.
Yeah, you can find the way to do it.
Yep, sounds great. I hope that works for you, Toffee James. And yeah, question two is from Ireland.
Ireland.
A beautiful country.
Is it your friend?
Must be. There's only a few of us in the whole country. So she goes by the name of Leggy Laura.
Leggy Laura.
Leggy Laura. Laura says, I'm looking for advice for me as a girl who has always been petite and finds it hard to put on muscle.
Oh, you know what? That's not only about girl. There is a guy who has the same problems like you. So there are people who are built a little bit like petite size and smaller, who is harder to gain muscle than other people. So it's probably I'm not going to be the best person to give you this advice because I am not necessarily just a petite person who become who I am. But I do have a cousin and he's same age like me and he was always been skinny guy, super skinny. Like he was one of the skinniest guy ever and he wanted to build the muscle. And it was super hard, but he did it. So I asked him how he has done it and he told me this. So a lot of times when they are skinny like that, I think there is reasons. Most people who are like skinny, they don't eat much. So even though they eat small amount. So you gotta ask yourself I don't see anybody who eats a lot and keep being skinny. So more like rather they really eat little and also they are really sensitive. So they're really sensitive in some issues. So when they're thinking about something, they're really like being focused and they skip meals and things like that. So there are certain like your personalities involved and your eating habit definitely. So the first thing first, if you want to gain muscle, for sure you need to intake your food. Of course, increase your intake.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying eating junk food, but you have to eat the right food, healthy food, like good protein, good carbs, and good fat into your diet. So if you are not a person who eats regularly, but then you really have to kind of change your eating style, like eat regularly and then eat the portion that you are supposed to eat. And also as of the workout, my cousin was saying, because he has a super high metabolism, so he would constantly just burn so much calories and not being able to gain any muscle. So what he recommended me was, people like that, you don't want to work out every day because there's no way you can just build muscle. So just 3 times a week is enough, but 3 times a week doesn't mean that you are not working out hard. You still work out hard. To gain the muscle, you have to really feel the, what is it? The tension. Your muscle has to feel it.
Time under tension.
Right. So it's not necessarily like just going all the heavy, but it's more how can you feel the muscle. Say the right words.
Yeah, I think you mean time under tension,
time
so it's not
tensions.
So much about
right.
How heavy.
So it could be the repetitions or it could be a little bit adding more weights, but you gotta constantly changing to make your muscle feel it. So that way you can actually gain weight and then eat the right food and then rest and you will get there. It takes time, but definitely you can see the change because I've seen people like that and then they have done it before.
Good stuff. So, Leggy Laura from Ireland, you've no excuses now. You've got all the advice you need. Get back to that gym and start eating better.
Yes, and let us know if you have made any changes. I want to hear the success story.
Yeah, if you fail, don't let us know. No, only joking. Yeah, good luck. On to the next question. This one is interesting. It's from a girl called Ina.
Ina.
Or Inha.
Inha.
She is a Korean girl who is now living in Paris. So there you go. Bonjour. So her question, this is a little bit different, but also very interesting. It says, there's a guy at my gym who keeps staring at me.
Ooh.
It puts me off going. So it stops her from going to the gym. Maybe she's worried he'll be there. So what advice do you have for me? What should I do?
That's really interesting. I had a YouTube live streaming last weekend and there was a girl asked me there's a guy at my gym, older guy, and they're staring me, staring. It's not looking, but it's more literally staring me.
Not very subtle.
Yeah, and like she felt so uncomfortable, and then she doesn't know how to deal with it. And you know what was funny? The guys were on my chat saying, well, the guy was just looking at you because you're hot, and just it's a compliment, so just be cool about it. But it's guy side. I mean, for sure, like I have many clients also, they feel so uncomfortable when guys are looking at their butt or they're working out. I can see the both sides. So guys might say simple, but for those who are getting that attention, it might be really comfortable. And if you know, and I don't think that's really nice thing, just you looking at staring the person, especially like looking at the butt, that's not nice, you know. And funny story, I even had a guy who recorded me working out. So he was doing it like secretly, but I'm like really
spy cam.
Yeah, I'm like, what the hell are you doing? I'm just like looking at him. I knew what exactly he's doing, but I did not really care because, oh well, I mean, I put myself on the, you know, the social media, and then so I was just like, okay, well, I'm okay, but I knew exactly what they're doing, and there are a few men like that and looking at
me. Did you
me.
Give him a wave? Hi.
I didn't do it. So when you have a problem like that, it is I told him, I think because he's also going to your gym, and I would definitely kind of maybe first to talk to the management at the gym and to see, well, I feel uncomfortable because there is a guy who's doing this and that, and then see how they react, and then maybe they will make us some notification. It's not like you get out or you do this. So make them aware that that's not nice to do things, and then he will read it, and then he will
so
make a
general
change.
Announcement.
Right,
yeah.
And I think that's the first thing that you can do. You can take the actions, and obviously if there is no way that that person is changing, and I don't think necessarily like you go up to the person and fight. I mean, it's another way. You just say, oh, what are you looking at? You know, but then it's not like you don't know where it goes, where the road to take. You know, he might be a really high intent.
Aggressive
person that you don't really want to put yourself in any kind of like dangerous situation. So I wouldn't go emotionally, but more make it like rationally, and then
be practical.
Don't be the person who go up there, but just more use these people who work at the gym, and then they will fix it for you. That's supposed what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Good stuff. Inha, Korean in Paris.
You know, but it's a compliment. He just like you.
Yeah, so bon chance or whatever.
But you gotta be careful though, because some people, they are like really psychopath, and then if you
wow.
don't know who the person is, and you don't want any kind of like, you don't want to give them any wrong wrong intention
or any
excuse
to
do. They can push or take to the next level. Like,
yeah.
I think you really have to be cautious about it. So when I had a guy who's recording me at the gym, I felt a little bit even like scared, because he might just follow my house, or, you know, so I was really aware. So if that happens, you don't want to wait until like last minute. Just be cautious what's around you happening, and then talk to the person that's close to you, and they might be your brother or husband or boyfriend, so somebody knows.
Yeah. Okay, nice one. Okay, gonna move on to, this is from the USA.
USA? What state?
It says Dallas here, so assume Texas,
Dallas,
right?
Dallas, yeah,
so,
Dallas, Texas.
So this girl, her name is Sandra, and she is based in Dallas.
Cowboys, yeah.
The Cowboys
mm-hmm.
losing every year, sorry. this question, this is a little controversial, I guess. But she said, I recently started going to the gym to lose some weight. My original plan that my boyfriend would also follow suit, so he would also do the same, but it hasn't happened. How can I get my boyfriend to join me at the gym without offending him?
So I'm assuming fitness is kind of new to her as well, right? Because I think that what happened is she didn't work out before, but she started working out and she likes the feeling for whatever reason, losing weight or being fit, being healthy. So I think that her point is she wanted to share the positive side with her boyfriend, because if it was bad, why she want him to be involved, right? So I think for her, for you, you want to really emphasize or just share the positive side of being fit or healthy, going to the gym, just tell your boyfriend, hey baby, well, I start working out, you know, but I think it's really cool. Like, I'm losing weight and I feel so much fresh and healthy and when I work and people, everybody's make compliment on me, like I look prettier, and just tell him, you know, how this fitness changed your life. And I don't think you need to push him to, hey, baby, you need to work out, lose your fat. Like, you don't want to do that, right? So just share that, how it's amazing. And then he feels like, oh, maybe I should do that. Or sometimes just say, hey, baby, let's go work out together. I want to do it. Just give some, don't push him, but give him some idea that, oh, I want to try, you know? Something like that.
Do you know what I would do, actually? I would have a friend, a mutual friend, say something like, whoa, Sandra, you're looking great. Your boyfriend better keep up with you or something like that. And then he'll go, hey, what are you saying? I'm just saying she's looking amazing. You should try to keep up. And then he might go, all right. And then,
oh, yeah. You know what, though? I've seen a lot. Like, if you, when you're in a relationship, one is going to like harder, like, you know, losing weight, being fit. But I think even though you don't say anything, the other person feel kind of pressure, like, oh man, I gotta keep up, you know? So I think I think you become more healthier and sexier and better.
Yeah, just be a good example. And
yeah,
hope
and then
he follows.
Like, he'll follow you.
Yeah, okay, nice. There's a lot of options there, so try them all.
It's also vice versa, girls.
Yeah, right.
You gotta keep your yourself right so that he or she's not gonna leave you.
That's scary. Okay, this next one, this is from he describes himself as an expat in Seoul and his name is Simon, so I assume he's from, you know, England, USA, expat, yes.
Uh-huh.
So, and his name is Simon. He said, my girlfriend recently got really into fitness, which is amazing. But on the flip side, she has started posting a lot of revealing pictures on her Instagram.
Oh.
this has caused me to feel quite a, what does it say? Quite jealous.
Uh-huh.
He's feeling jealous because she's putting pictures of herself online. I suppose she's getting a few. That's my woman. But she's getting a lot of compliments, but not just in public, also on her Instagram. So probably a lot of strangers or even people they know are getting to see.
Totally.
So he wants to know, what should he do about that? Should he just be quiet, take it, understand it, or is there a way he can approach this or both of them?
I want to talk about my story first. So me, I'm a little bit different because I was already, my career is built that way, and then revealing pictures is kind of just obvious because we wear bikinis and competing.
Part of the job.
But I think that it's important for me that I know what I'm showing, what I'm doing. It's not just like trying to show up my body, but it's me. I always have a reason why I'm posting this. So I have a really strong, my center, so to speak, why I'm putting this, why I do it. So nothing is gonna really offend me because I know what I'm doing. So for me, I need a guy who is not feel, what's the right way to say it? It's like,
possessive, no?
Not possessive, but I need a guy who feels not, I just forgot the
intimidated.
Word. Not intimidated. Oh my god, it happens again.
It's alright. A guy who feels, fill in the word.
They feel confident.
Yeah.
Even though my girlfriend is hot, even though there's so many guys who think that she's hot and then like whatever, but he feels confident himself, so he has a confidence. So
he knows why you chose to be with him.
I'm confident having a girlfriend like this.
Yeah.
And I think for guys, first thing that you need to have that, and then you definitely, to do that, you gotta trust the person, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in your case, it's a little bit different because she used to not be like that person, but she kind of, I can see her feeling because she sees that her body changing, nice body, so she wants to show up. But I think in the relationship, the most important thing is the communication. And whatever reason, if that makes you feel a little uncomfortable, I think that you need to speak how you feel. Don't say that, like, you shouldn't do this because blah, blah, blah. But it's more, hey, baby, well, I know, I think it's amazing that you, you know, you're so hot. I'm really proud of you, but it makes me feel a little bit uncomfortable. So I just want you to know then, well, she hear you and then she cared, then she will make some, not like completely gone, but I think
if you
also, yeah, just be aware. But I think that you shouldn't worry about because of the pictures that, you know, I mean, you should be more confident about yourself, because then if you worry about, oh, she's putting hot pictures and guys coming after her, I'm gonna lose her. But that's not really a healthy relationship. So you gotta trust her. And then I think with a strong bond, and I think that's how your relationship getting even stronger.
Yeah.
But I think being honest with your feeling is very important, because otherwise she would not know.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so be confident, basically. Simon, expat insult. Okay, those were all very kind of, you know, agony aunt kind of questions. So let's go back to a few more like gym based, nutritional based. This this guy is called Sean. Sean the Lad.
Sean
the Lad, good Irish name. Sean, he even spells it the proper way. S-E-A-N. He wants to know, what is the best common sense approach to using nutritional supplements? A lot of people swear by things like protein powders and vitamin supplements. Do you agree with this, or do you think they are unnecessary?
I am personally thinks that supplement is a supplement. So what you really have to think about is your main meal, like your real food, and you want to get all the like nutrients from your real food, not from supplements. So I can see those athletes who train like 12 hours a day and crazy, like, because do they need a supplement more than just what they're eating, like creatine or any kind of different supplements out there. But me also personally do not think much about like proteins or BCAA, and there are so many people like report and then saying people say about those, and I don't really think that it makes a huge differences. But I've seen some report like creatine works, but me personally, I have not seen any extreme result before and after, me personally. So I've seen some guys say, oh, I have so many benefits from taking this and that. But I think there's so much in the whole world, because the marketing, and I think it's a lot of mental thing as well. And I think that's kind of the dangerous things about taking supplements, because once they start taking supplements, they become kind of addictive to it. So
depending
on the supplements. So even though they don't work out, they don't want to miss taking supplements because they think that they want to lose muscle.
It's like a placebo effect.
Yeah, so I don't think that's anything happening. So if you eat right, if you train right, if you sleep, then you can still become the good shape or the best, and it's still a healthy way to do it. You don't want to put extra like processed food, or you don't even know what's in there. A lot of things artificial, and I know a lot of proteins in BCAA, they're sweet, and then they're using not sugar, but they're using some stuff that's not good for you. And then a lot of these medicals, like they can't back up, you know, how it's gonna affect your body. And a lot of them, and then you will probably know about the side effect maybe 10 years from now. So you can't really take the risk, because how you know, maybe in 5 years you are heart attack because of the supplement that you took before. So always think about the benefits over the risk. If the risk is bigger, then I think that you can still find another way. And I think that you're going to be fine without taking any extra supplements. But I think that it's important for you to find the good, important nutrition for yourself.
Yeah, so maybe basically focus on getting whole foods and getting that kind of diet.
Yeah, whole food is good. And there are so many good food for you, like coconut oils and things like that, good fats and avocado, healthy superfood, you know, the nuts.
Broccoli,
vegetables. It's very simple, you know, but I think people kind of lazy, or, you know, they just want to go take a shortcut because protein seems pretty easy and then tastes good.
Yeah. But like you said, supplements should be that supplements,
right?
Just additional.
Yes.
So yeah, good stuff. Okay, I think we have time for one more question, and it's going to be from a girl called Ellie from Moscow. Wow, we've got a listener from Moscow.
Uh-huh.
She wants to know, this is an interesting one. I'm glad she didn't ask me this one. what beauty products do you use regularly? I've seen your pictures and I love your look.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, it's more about, I suppose, facial beauty than
so,
body.
But I'm assuming her question is not about what kind of makeup product I use. It's more about the skin,
yeah,
right?
Beauty products.
The beauty
so whatever
products.
That
so
means.
I think it's about the look. So I hear a lot, I look younger than, like, when I tell my age, people are, like, surprised. I am 32, by the way. And
whoa.
People think they're like, you're 26 or 25. Here is my secret, the beauty. There is the best product I use. It's called water. Okay, so for you to have a great skin, I think that drinking water is very important, because if you're not drinking, first of all, drinking water, it cleans the bad things to your body. And if you need more water, you get this wrinkle deeper and deeper because you're dry. You need to be dehydrated, right? So I think a lot of people, a lot of girls, they care about their skin so much, but you gotta remember, skin is something that you see outside the surface, right? But how you get this outside is coming from inside. It's not coming from outside. So if you just think about putting something on your face, it's never gonna fix the problem. If you have acne or if you have some crazy things going on in your face, so then you gotta think about, back to the real questions, it's about the food that you eat, it's about your lifestyle, do you smoke, or do you sleep enough? It's all coming, combining together, and it becomes to your face. So my sister, for example, she has a unique job, so she, because she works for the magazine scene, so she can't really come home when it's coming to deadline. She has to stay overnight. So basically, she doesn't sleep enough. So, and then her acne is all like coming towards, because she's so tired.
Acne
is all over her face.
Yeah.
But when she's taking off from work, the acne is going away. So one thing that you know, you really have to, your body needs the rest. If you're stressed or tired, it'll come to your face, to outside of your skin.
Same with bags under your eyes, dark
yes,
circles.
Yes, yeah, same thing.
Yeah.
So I think that's most important thing. You gotta take a rest, but also your lifestyle, like what you eat. If you eat like junk food and bad things, of course your skin is not gonna be look good.
Yeah.
And the third thing also, I think it's important, you smoke and drink and having a bad things to you, it'll just coming to your face. So it's kind of similar like supplements. So you gotta change what's inside of you first, and then you gotta think about the product. But I don't believe in product because I don't really put any other like magical product.
Mm-hmm.
Even now, I never had a massage. People surprise me, I mean, surprise seeing me, because a lot of Korean girls, they do massage, like facial massage.
Mm-hmm.
And then I literally, till now, I never got one. And then they think that they have no idea how I keep my skin like this. But all I can say is I've been really living healthy lifestyle. I work out regularly. I drink a lot of water. I eat clean. And that's all I do. And this is the best advice I can give you.
Yeah, that's good stuff. So Ellie in Moscow, there's your bit of beauty advice: drink more water or drink plenty of water.
Yeah.
Okay, lovely. I think we're running out of time now. We've answered a fair few questions there. If people have more questions, there are a lot more questions, maybe for future times, but if other people want to ask questions, how can they get in touch with you?
Simply, you can just leave a comment below on the podcast, where I have a website, betteryoubyminsugo.com. So my website, you can also find my podcast. Not only that, regularly my blogs are updated and my videos available, my photos. So any updates is coming from my website. So go check it out and you can leave a comment below or you can email me as well there.
Yeah. How about Instagram or Facebook? Can people leave comments
or
definitely. DMs there?
I'm on Instagram, Minsugo. Also YouTube, you can see my videos there. And Facebook, official Minsu. You can find me all over the world, so anywhere it's comfortable for you, just leave a comment and
yeah,
I'll
because you actually do check the comments yourself, right? So,
I do.
Yeah, that's...
I round every channel.
Busy girl. Lovely. So if people have questions or comments in future, yeah, you can just send messages to any of those aforementioned sites or social media places. Okay, good stuff. Before we go, you've already given a lot of tips and advice. So maybe you want to say your tip of the week is that drink more water or let nature be the beautician?
Well, my tip of the week, it's difficult because today is more about the questions and answering. But I think at the end of the day, we have to know about us, ourselves first. So find who you are, truly who you are first, and then know what you want. And a lot of times we have questions because we don't know what we want. I think that's kind of, I know it may not really fit into the questions, but I see knowing who you are, what you want in your life is more important than anything else, so that you have to have a like strong belief in you. What, so you have to have something that what you're believing in, so that you are stay firm whether any situation. So I don't know, I just come up with this answer, I don't know where I'm coming from, but
yeah.
I think it's very important, and if it took me for a long time to figure that out, but I think it's amazing once you find out like what you really want, what really matters to you, and know about yourself before anybody else, because without knowing yourself, how you can really know other people, like, or make them understand who you are. So I think bottom line, you gotta know yourself. So take some time, could be meditations or working out, stay focused, and then just think about yourself.
Okay, yeah, it's great stuff. I think today has been very productive, and thank you for pulling together that tip of the week.
Yeah,
all of a sudden, yeah, I think it works very well. All right, so I'm gonna say goodbye now, and thanks for having me here again. Hopefully I'll see you next episode. And do you want to say goodbye to your listeners?
Yeah, like, you know what, it's my, I don't know how many times my pockets, but I really enjoy doing this, and I never think that my answer is the best answers or anything perfect, but I like sharing my idea, but at the same time, I want to hear what you think, and I know because we can learn from each other, and I mean, it's amazing how I'm here in Seoul, Korea, and then I hear from somebody's from Canada, Russia, Australia, Dubai, not yet, but yeah, soon.
Ireland.
So again, I appreciate your participation, and thank you so much for listening. And I hope to see you again for the next chapter of my podcast. And again, stay active, be happy. I will see you later. Bye.
Hello there, Joey here once more. Before you head off, just want to say a very big thank you for listening to The Gold Standard with Minsu Go. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a comment on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or whatever medium you use yourself. We really appreciate it, and it does help get the word out. All right, cheers.